Hello, everyone. This week has been interesting, and I basically want to start out with saying thank you. Thank you for showing interest in these webinars earlier in the week. I do get a message whenever someone clicks the Zoom meeting link, and it tells me somebody is waiting for you. Unfortunately, your timing is that I'm usually in a meeting, or I'm working with clients, or I'm out in the field, and I don't have access to the internet as readily as I'd like. So, you know, in the email, it also gets timestamped. So, thank you for showing interest, and I'm glad that the things that I'm trying to share here are of value to you. I just hope that someday our time schedules match up and that we can actually work on these things more and more together, because it seems like some people were available on Monday but not Thursday. One person was available earlier today when I was teaching but not now when I'm not teaching. So it's interesting to also see what you guys are doing, because every time you guys click on those links, like, oh, I want to know more, I actually get notified, and I've been recording these things so that way when my schedule loosens up, I can then try to work more with different time slots for more people. And I hope it works out. But until then, I got to do what I got to do when I have the time to do it. It's a little chaotic, but that's life. Not everything is going to work for everyone. So today in this meeting, we're going to be talking about SMART planning. And I have to admit, as a grad student and undergrad, I would keep endless to-do lists. I wish I still had an example, but basically I kept a spiral bound notebook and I would write down the things that needed to be done. Over time, I would cross them off and do that, and I would check, like, every few days, things would get lost, things would get moved. It was maddening. Basically, all I kept was a master list of things to do. I got a lot of things done, but not very well. Most of my homework assignments were on time. Occasionally, I dropped the ball. Most of the time, I got everything done that was asked of me, all the projects, all the homework. I got all the lab work done when it was supposed to be done. I got rough drafts in on time, most of the time. I thought I was doing pretty good because, you know, other people were dropping the ball constantly. Then when I started in Sanitech, I started to move to a planner, and I'm going to grab the one I used to use. A homemade DIY Archibon planner, which basically, I don't think I actually have any kind of things right now in it, but I used to have, basically inside of there, I would have a calendar, a monthly calendar, as well as like lines and to-do lists. Now I actually use this for my project planning. So all of these webinars, things that people have asked me for, things that people have asked me to help them with, all of these ideas are in there, as well as anything the homeschool parents have asked me for, things that clients have asked me for when I'm doing soil samples, etc. All of these things. This is basically my secondary brain where I just jot down ideas, I have them organized. And if you guys are really interested, let me know, because someday I could go through and tell you how I break these down so that way I can keep them organized. But, you know, it's like, quickly, I have like a place where I dump information, to-do lists, my yearly goals, things of that nature. I have things broken down by months. In the back, I have some more things where I can dump places, and then I have like other goals and things up here. But then I could do a much better video for you guys specifying how I use specifically this. But I used to use an Archibon planner with a monthly layout. You know, just like the average month. I'm going to reach over here to my current planner. You know, like a monthly thing like this, so that way I could mark out all of my due dates. And then I would print off basically just a template that I would use for me personally that was like, you know, a master to-do list. And, you know, put it in priority areas. But that was about it. Now, all of that is about normal. That's what most people do. And I didn't realize there was a better way to do it until very recently. But why should you take the time to do this? It saves you time. You get to be productive. Focuses your life the way that you want to live it. It gives you a lot of free time once you've actually got everything down, because it helps you stay focused and more like drilled in on what you're trying to do. it gives you a lot more control over the way you spend your time and your life, and you don't have to go, what happened today? Where did all the time go? If you don't, you can fall behind and things accumulate on that to-do list. A grad school calling, how many days did I not get everything done? A lot. And in my real world life right now, it gets pretty bad sometimes if I didn't have it all down. But having a list can help you stay calm and in control of everything that's going on in all areas of your life, whether it's personal, business, your children, your wife, your husband, anybody's thing that you need to get hold of, that you need to keep track of. It helps you stay in control. It helps move you forward each day in any and all areas of your life. If you do this, of course you're going to feel great. People are going to think more highly of you. You'll be able to think more clearly, and you will feel in control of your life. You'll feel a sense of relief, which honestly is always good. And of course, there's a lot of ways to do this, and I'm sure most of you know. You can write it down, you know, scratch piece of paper. I've got like, you know, a pile of notepads that here on my desk that I can write down a quick note for. Actually, an example of some things I need to look up, just on these little tiny ones. And, you know, it's like, you can just write it. You can verbalize it. You write the verb on it. So that way you can say, like, wash the dishes, do the laundry. You can post it up on the wall. I mean, these are post-it notes, but I have them stuck to my book stand over here on the side. So that way, when I'm over here working, I can actually see, oh, I need to do this. And they really get in the way of the book that I'm trying to work from. So it helps. And then to take that a step further, you might have a bigger to-do list. I'm going to go like this. You might have something like this where you might have like, you know, put like home and then put a couple things underneath. And then you put my like life and put down the things that you need to do. And of course, you need to adjust it from time to time. And then to take things even further, you might say, in the morning, do laundry. In the morning, do this. Or in the evening, do that. Everybody likes to check it off, scratch it out. But then you could also color the code things. That's also another way you could do it. But then I've also seen people have a lot of success with evaluating it. One of my colleagues back in school, she used to actually put a smiley face down on the things that were really, really difficult, and that would kind of give her enough boost to get things done. So what does all that mean? Like, these are all the good ways that we can do things, and kind of like in methods from writing it down all the way to color coding things so that way you could separate this is home, this is for kids, this is for work, this is for that really, really, really important meeting. And that way, you know, it's like it kind of jumps out to you, to evaluating it afterwards and checking things off and making it more exciting for yourself. All of those things are great. But there is one way that we can make it easy. And that is that we can take that simple crisis memory from writing it to writing in a bullet point with no separations, you know, with kind of like, you know, just all jumbled up. Like this morning I had to work on PR with one of my clients, and then I had to go do the field work, and I had to go teach. And, you know, I could have put like, you know, PR, client work, soils work, teach, and all in a bullet point with nothing there. But then, of course, you know, smart planning, that's where we're going to. Sorry, I'm also a little bit distracted. If you guys weren't here early, I explained that they are doing the yard work outside of my apartment complex, which makes it very interesting. And I'm really hoping that the gentleman that just went by on a tractor is not going to start up right outside of my office window, because that would make things chaotic. So, with smart planning, you start off with appointments first. Then your to-do list, you know, that master list you have done, and errands. Then you put in your calls and emails, and you put everything on a calendar. Now, I'm going to give you an example of what my next week looks like. So there's not a whole lot here because my life, I don't like to share a whole lot of it. But this is what it looks like this week. See lunch date. I've got a dinner date. Those are both meetings that did a lot of bit of organization. My teaching is blocked off in one color. My transportation is in that bright, ugly orange color, but so is my home, the stuff that I've got to do at home, and various other things that are going on with Insanitech. And it's, oh, and the chain over there, that's when my husband works his second job, so I literally chain myself to the desk, and I get a lot of focus workout that was just basically like leftovers that I didn't have time to completely finish during the week. So I actually take the color coding method for the things that I've got to do. Blue is like my morning routine and rituals, and then orange is the more personal house stuff, like I clean the kitchen on Mondays, and then, you know, transportation, teaching. A meeting is usually done in kind of a purplish color just to kind of make it a little different. And then stuff that I need to do for Insanitech, you know, all Insanitech, all work, and then teaching again. And then, of course, I had a board meeting that I had to go to, so I had to bookmark. I have to actually flag the things that are very important to me because, honestly, I'm a homebody, and I spend, if it's not lab work, if it's not field work, and it's not teaching, if it's like a meeting where I have to go out and do networking, I have to put a flag on it, a sticker of some sort, like, you know, bright red freaking arrow, something to draw my attention. Otherwise, I'm going to assume it's a normal day and just go about it. But as you could see from this example from this week that, you know, you've got your meetings, you've got your appointments, you've got the things that you've got to do. This section, like this color right here, the stuff that I'd have to do for work, that is actually the stuff that I fill in last because that's my to-do list. So appointments go first, and then the to-do list. Like when I sit down this weekend to fill in this week, I will put down all of my teaching stuff because that doesn't change. I will also erase, take the car in because that got canceled. My car was hit in the parking lot, small ding, nobody injured, but there is a kerfluffle between the insurance company and understanding whose fault it is, and it's making things a mess, especially because my husband's an engineer and he thinks the car has to be pristine. No. Whatever, though. You know, it's one of those things. So you put the appointments in. You take the ones out that you thought you had to put in. Then you put in your to-dos next. So I'm going to go back to the week that I was just on. Like, you know, I've got my teachings in, and then my to-dos are the things that are generally in this dark reddish color, which is, it's Insanitech's business branding color. So I try to make the pen match it. It seems reasonable to me. That way, work means work. And then, you know, it's like, because most of my to-dos are work, that works. And if I have an errand, like, say, tomorrow, it's Friday over here, on my lunch break, I really want to take my field boots in to have them repaired. So I would put a kind of a miniature sticker on it, probably something that's about half these sizes, like about half the size. That way I could just put it over that lunch hour and say, take shoes in. So that would take care of the errands. Thankfully for me, calling is something that I actually put in for my networking and PR that I do every Wednesday and Thursday morning. So I just kind of cluster those all in together. But that's what it also means, is to put it on the list and put it on the calendars. So how would you do this? Now, if you've already received the PDF, you will see that there's a few things at the bottom called free tools to start, scattered, squirrel, and buttoned up. But the two that I used when I was testing out this hourly planner, because I wanted to see how these things worked for me, so I wanted to use a free thing before I invested in something that was more intensive, like this Erin Condren planner, which, by the way, I will be getting away from because it's insanely expensive. I love the hourly layout. I love it in the week format so that way I can see my entire week at a glance. But this system is like, I paid $75 for this thinking it would help me a lot, which it does. It helps me with the ADHD and the planning great deal, but it lacks a lot of things. So that's why I have the ARC planner up there, because I have to have two different things to be able to keep all of the plans rolling up in the hills. So, you know, you want a calendar of some sort. I've got a digital one that I use with Travis, my husband. I've got my paper one that I like to see because I like to check things off, and I can't do that as easily on a digital one. You need a to-do list. Down in this thing, there is, on button up, just the last one, it's a mass to-do list, and you could do that. Or you could use my old school method of a notebook. It works. Don't knock it. I mean, seriously, why would you knock something that works? So a little notebook, that will help. Or, you know, you could print this off and do that thing. And that's pretty much what you would start with. And then you could put a planner together, whether it's a paper one like this. They also have digital ones that you can look for. I mean, I've seen them, but I've never actually used them. I've seen people make them for their tablets, and that way they can write on them, and it's just they can keep it like that. And then, of course, there's the ones that you could do day by day, which is what I put in there for Scattered Squirrel and the buttoned up 24 or 18 hour layouts. And what you would do is say, if something is important, you'd put it down. So once again, during your day, I'm just going to open up this 18 hour day layout one. I think I still have, no, I'm not, because that will come up in the thing. See if I still have this. Okay, so these are all the things that I've looked for in the past. Like, this was supposed to be a monthly layout. This was supposed to help with something, though I don't know what. A Venn diagram, which is always useful. This one is like a monthly overview, another monthly overview. Ah, here's some of the buttoned up things. Like, this one is the project list. So it kind of gives you goals. Here's another project list. This is just like one specific goal, where this is multiple goals. So when it says master, that's this one. Single, that's this one. And I have laminated them so that way I could use a wet erase marker, try it out, and then redo it. Here's the master to-do list with category dump. So this is where I would keep my to-do list for a little while, and then you can cross things off. Again, that was a brainstorm thing. Okay, I do not have one of the 18 hour layouts, but it works very similar to my own planner, which is just an hourly thing. Yeah, I still have them in my desk drawer just in case I ever needed them to plan or to work with somebody. But so this is like an 18 hour day where it just kind of breaks it down by the hour. And you would like block things off in there, things, and then be able to put things in. And priority boxes, they're useful. That way you could say, this is my priority of the day. But as you fill up these things, like this week, I finished up the marketing emails for March. Yes, secret. I do it like a month ahead of time. So at the beginning of the month, I will fill in everything for this month. Not much. April. This is April. So if I didn't get the posts done for the blog, if I didn't get the emails done, I would then put an exclamation point before it or after it in order to get my attention. And then I would move it to the next day or later on in the week when I have more time, depending on how my appointments are laid out. if it accumulates 3 exclamation points, you get rid of it because it's not important. Now, clearly, I'm not going to do that with my business stuff because it's important. But let's say getting my shoes fixed. If I don't do that this Friday, then I could do it next Friday, whatever. But if I put it off 3 times, then I would say it's not important enough to actually get it done. And then I would either throw the shoes away or fix it myself. But honestly, they're pretty bad. They need to be fixed. The entire sole came off of it. Have you ever seen that? I'll have to show it to you sometime. From there, you keep updating your master lists and projects and things of that nature. It actually helps you go forward in life is to keep your goals going. So when you're filling out your process, put in your, grab your calendar, grab your planner, which, you know, could be one of the layouts that we have here, which is a single day. You could grab a weekly one, like I just showed you over here. You could grab a 3-day one, which I've seen some of those out there. Whatever works for you, that's a planner. And your to-do list. Then you just kind of fill things in as you need to. Fill in your appointments for that day. Fill in the things from your to-do list that you want to work on. Give it a time slot. And let's say you're moving, like when I'm on lunch on Friday, that's when I would take those shoes over to the cobbler and have them fixed. And I would actually put both of those things on my plan a day. So block off an hour for lunch. I would walk my neighbor's dogs, which I do every day. She pays me $50 a week for it, and I get my exercise in, so that's great. And then I would grab a quick sandwich and eat while I drove over to the cobbler, since he's not really within walking distance. He is on the south side of Indianapolis, which would take me approximately 5 hours to walk to. That's not cool. So I would then just kind of, you know, drive over there, drop it off, pay for it, and then come back on my hour lunch break, which is much, much easier. And I would put a sticker over the top of lunch basically saying, take shoes over, you know, take shoes to the cobbler, run, you know, something of that nature. So that way I would have both things on the list. I don't think I actually have any of those because I tend to take off the stickers. Actually, I do. So this day, I actually had to go over to Firestone to have the sensors checked to make sure that my tires were indeed reacting to a bad sensor, not that they were magically losing air without losing air, because the light sensor has been on for a really long time, but we weren't losing air pressure, which was insane. So I had to have that checked out, which would mean that I just put a little flag on top of that saying, this is what you need to do on your lunch break. And that's how you put an errand on top of things, especially if you need to multitask, like take your kid to soccer practice and go get the milk. It's not that you probably want to do that depending on how long soccer practice is and all that, but it's up to you how to rearrange it. But as long as it's on the calendar and you could check it off, it works. That's the whole point. One of the things that the person in this webinar, I still wish I could find it, the original, because it was quite brilliant, is that she would plan a big project at home. Like, say, you need to remodel the bathroom. The only reason I'm picking that is because my bathroom's in the process of being remodeled. And then you would say, okay, if I strip the walls out this Saturday, let things dry out, and then the next Saturday I could do this, and the next Saturday I could do that, and this Saturday I could do that, and you could actually plan out your projects several days in advance. So with the projects, like the big projects, you break it down into little bits, assign a date. She chose Saturday because that's the day that they do things around their house, and then she could just have it already there and in her mind. And as you saw in mine, I use routines to help with repeatable tasks. Like Monday, you saw that it said kitchen. Monday is the day that I go through the kitchen and I just quickly clean the microwave, and I make sure the cabinets are all wiped down, make sure everything's basically put back where it belongs and things of that nature. Make sure we don't have any out-of-date foods in the pantry and other things like that. So those are the sorts of things that you could do. It's like, say, Monday, for in my personal example, Monday is the kitchen. Tuesday is the living room. And again, I just pick things up. I put things back. I clean things that I know routinely need to be cleaned. Like, that's also the day that I happen to water the plants in the living room, and I clean out the turtle's tank because he's in the living room. And Wednesday is the office. Thursday is the bedrooms. Friday is the bathrooms. And it's just a routine. All I have to put down is kitchen. And it's very easy for me to then have it like a mental checklist, even though I have a physical one as well. I use Habatica for that, just so I can quickly check things off. And it helps. And then, of course, you can also use routine with things like going through your file cabinets and throwing out all the paperwork that you won't need for legality reasons or anything like that. Like, once every 7 years, we have to go through the file cabinets and clean everything out. It's like we only need to keep client projects for 7 years. And then after that, a legal statute, they can't come back legally and hit us with anything of that or anything of that problems. So once a year, we go through it. We look for things that are actually 10 years old or more. We're not that old in the company yet. But that's the goal that we have, is 10 years old or more. So that way we could pull those out, put them in another container, hold on to them for another 5 years, and then shred them and destroy them so that way no privacy violations are being done. But also, if a project comes back to be revisited, we actually still have the data and all the information. And we do that actually on tax day, because all of our taxes are done very much early, and we figured tax day. Everybody knows what tax day is here in America. That would be next week, Monday. And all of the taxes are due for all people who are lazy. That's like the last day due day. We just happen to go through our file cabinets and clean things out as necessary. So those are the things that you can do and how you would set up a smart planning device. So once again, you grab a planner, you grab your calendar, you grab your to-do list. You know, again, in the handout, there are a few different types of planners that you can use to start with that are free. And I want to be clear on this. There are literally hundreds of people, mostly women, who make these and put them up on their websites for the, like, the sign-up email thing. Like, get April's planner, a monthly planner. Just sign up for my email. So you can set up a dummy email account and then go through and get things to try and then try things out if you want to. But it'll also give you a chance to try any method without investing in a planner until you know it actually works. So don't be afraid. Look for the various types of things that you want to try and give it a try before buying, just to make sure it works, unless you know a method that actually works for you. Put in, once you've got your calendar in front of you and your planner, put in all of your appointments for the week, that day, then go through and fill it in with projects that will help move you forward that are from your to-do list. So I think, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but currently for the homeschoolers, we are working on interactive journals, and we are on chapter 14 of the physics. And so it's like, you know, say on Tuesday, I would put, write chapter, review chapter 8 of the physics. And that way I could check what one of my colleagues has done just to make sure there's no typos and a variety of other things and make sure it sounds right and the things work smoothly. And then I could put something else on there for a different project that I might have, like check with the marketing manager and make sure that we're actually getting everything done, or check with the graphic design lady and see if she needs anything. Do networking. You know, whatever projects are on there, you want to put those to-dos to get that will move you a step forward in those projects. And on that note, if you don't get to it, on that day, put an exclamation point and move it ahead to the next available slot, whether that's next week, later in the week, the next day, you're good. And then from there, put a sticker on it, like a little post-it note or something of that nature. I mean, I keep an entire freaking thing of post-it notes. Actually, a lot more than an entire thing. So I've got this. Yes, those are binder clips and various other types of clips. And inside are a bunch of post-it notes that I can use to stick on top of things. I had to dig them out from underneath these post-it notes, which are waterproof and I use out in the field. Post-it notes. They're a huge thing in this planet, at least here in this office. And then you should be able to just go on with life and make sure you get everything checked off or tear off the stickers as you go. So, with the 15 minutes that are left, what questions do you have? Eileen, thank you. Projects, breaking down into bits. So, I'm going to grab my thing up here. So I keep a list of plans in here of the things that I want to do or the projects that we want to work on. So let me grab one real quick. I know that you can't read this, but it's like I'll keep things like this in here that basically has the various different breakdowns of steps. In this case, it's teach vocabulary for the section of the whole discipline. And then make kits for it. This is referring to the physics book that we're currently going through and is a thing for the homeschoolers. Somebody had the idea of creating a kind of like pin the tail on the donkey tree. So that way, as the homeschoolers go through physics and they hit the different ideas like electromagneticism, they could actually put like a thing like that looks like a leaf up on the tree. So that way they could say, this is what we're studying currently. Well, that also goes on there. And then, of course, as I go through these sorts of things, I break it down. And I haven't actually done this for April because I normally do this on the last Thursday of the month, which is my only day off a month, to go through and fill out these pages, which are the big goals and the metrics that we're looking at, things like that, to make sure that we're hitting any kind of goals that we need. Of course, then I've got some things like training trips, tips to try, and other things of that nature. So when you get to the month, like here's one that I haven't torn out yet. It is from February. God, that was the last time I actually did this. So I actually have broken it down into the due dates and things of that nature. And I kind of go through with this is the thing, the big goals that we're trying to get aimed for this month, or at least I'm trying to aim for and get others to help me with. Improvements, we need to remake some videos. This is a task list. And then I could just say these are the dates to do these sorts of things. So if you need to redo a course, and whether this is a physical course in real life or it is one that you're doing digitally, but you need to redo it, you might say, okay, the first thing I'm going to do is update the reading material. Because if when you update the reading material, you'll also need to update the projects and the stuff that you actually do. So you might say, first bit, look for new reading materials. Second bit, take notes on the reading material. And it could be like something that takes you an entire year to do, but then you would just say, okay, by this Saturday or this Sunday, whichever days that you want, pick one, by this Friday during the work week, I want to have 1 to 2 to 3 new books picked out. By this Saturday, I want to have the first book at least scanned through and general notes taken. And then you could just break it down to the projects, assign that specific part a due date, and then plan for as many days out as you need. And of course, you would then put those to-do things in your actual planner or in your calendar, so that way you couldn't forget. Okay, Sam. Sam asks about routines with repeatable tasks, and I actually like to just put it down as Like, I have a nightly routine that I follow, and I'll just put nightly routine. If I don't know why I always put my morning routine and break it down by the half hour. I think it's because I'm really tired in the morning and I want to be able to check it off. But it's like, you know, first thing I do is stretch, then I work out, and then I get ready because of that shower, you got to get dressed, and then you eat, and then you go about with life. And I like to be able to check it off in the morning, and I'm really not a morning person first thing. So I kind of need to, I stumble out of bed going, okay, I know I need to stretch, and then I know I need to work out. And then after I get done working out, my brain's still kind of fuzzy before the coffee goes at breakfast. So I just like to write it out. But you could just really put morning routine if you've got it down to an art form. And then you need to know how much time it takes. Like, I only spend 15 minutes a day cleaning in a specific room, cleaning and organizing and things. And 15 minutes is a lot of time when you focus on something. So I just take my little timer here, clicked 15 minutes, and then it sounds at 15 minutes. And during that time, I'm just focused on what needs to be done, and it works. But I do put that on the calendar as well because it makes it a lot easier. I understand. Eileen is for asking about errands and the sticker things. So if it's something that takes me more than a, like I can't do just on the way, I will block out a specific section to do the errands. Like on the weekends, we go grocery shopping. So I'll actually block out an area for grocery shopping, at least mentally. Whereas my weekends, I don't know if you noticed, but unless it's when my fiance is working, it is completely clear because my husband is working because he doesn't like structure on the weekend. He spends all week being structured and staying to task. And so on the weekend, he just wants to chill and relax. So it's like, unless we come up with a plan beforehand, like this week, we have to go to the collision repair center and get some information about the car accident because they're claiming it's part my fault, part her fault when she ran into me. You know, he wants to ask a bunch of questions about that. Afterward, we're immediately going to go to the grocery store. So it'll work out. But it's kind of like one of those things where, you know, if I can multitask doing it, like with the Firestone one, you saw that it was on my lunch break. So I tutor, and then I teach in the morning with a homeschooling family, and then I take a lunch break immediately afterward. On that lunch break, I'm traveling from their place to wherever it is that I need to be. Oftentimes, I come home, I will put my food in the microwave if it's something that needs to be warmed up, or I will grab my sandwich, and then I'll go off and walk my neighbor's dogs. But if there's something else, like, you know, I need to go and get my tires checked, I will remember that I need to take the sandwich with me, get that done, and then I can come back here, walk the dogs real quick before heading off to the lab. And it makes it really nice and convenient to just have that sticker in there, especially if it's something that I haven't actually made an appointment for. So that's how I managed to sort that sort of thing out. Jacob, yes. To-do lists. Everybody has their own method of madness for this. And I'm sorry about the cough. I got over a cold, like, as I told you last, what was it, that I ended up having a cold and nearly dying during a thing. I think that was last month, and I've still got this infernal cold. But the to-do list is everybody's own method of madness. When I was in grad school, I found that just keeping it in columns on a regular old notepad, like I don't even have any within reach, but like say, I know that there's one in here. Like say you just take a regular old note sheet, I would fold it in halves just so there was a crease down the middle. And then on one half I would write school and the other half I would write home. And then across the bottom in the middle, I would often write work because it was a bit difficult to me. And then I would just have a running to-do list to kind of categorize where I needed to do what. Because if I put, like, do the dishes in the schoolwork, it would always throw my brain off. So I would keep it categorized, and I didn't start, I don't think I've ever actually color coded a to-do list. I've just kind of like categorized things. So that way it was just one of those, it could catch my attention. And then I colorize the ones in my planner just so I know where I am in my brain, just so that way just kind of like I can switch gears very, very quickly. And also, one of the things that you'll notice is that, I've got to get this open again. So I'm going to try to get this close here, but you can see that I actually schedule in prep for the Zoom meetings. So that way it's scheduled in, and that way, yes, you guys are on assignment here, but prep is something that I could do so I know that I've got my tea, so that when I have a coughing fit, apparently I could do that. The PDF of the handout is pulled up on my computer as well as it's done. I've got my thing, I've got my camera turned on, I've got my microphone plugged in, I've got my lights on, and all that fun stuff that comes with being able to make these for you. I do all that in the prep work section. And of course, you know, you have to be the master of your own ship when it comes to deciding what you need to write down and what you don't. To be honest with you, I have ADHD, so I try to write down everything. Like, except for nightly routine, I don't seem to write that down, because for me, nightly routine depends on if I feel the need to do yoga that night, I'll do some yoga. If I need to wash my hair, I'll wash my hair, versus, you know, seeing, maybe taking a bath versus showering. And it just kind of all, what needs to be done is just a bit different than that. And some of the things take like 5 minutes, because I need, that's when I feed the cats. And that's when I also feed the turtle, things of that nature. So that way it just, the 5 minute things don't need to be written out. You know what I mean? So I just kind of put nightly routine so that way I can get all of those done. I just put a down arrow to tell me start it and move on. Granted, it's at the very end of my list, because I usually do yoga and meditation, then I will hygiene, and then take care of the cats, play with the turtle a little bit, feed him, and you know, and then the other nights it's, I can't do anything because I've got a geology meeting and I'm out until nearly 9 o'clock at night, so I don't have that option. So, you know, it's like, you just got to make up what works for you in these sorts of situations. But the thing that has been the most game changing to me is putting errands on the list, because I never used to do that before. Like, I would always be like, yeah, I got to go to the post office and pick up, you know, or the grocery store and pick up XYZ. And then I never made time for it, and I never put it on the list. And then I would just get in more and more trouble, because it's like, you know, I wouldn't mail out my applications, my forms, or anything like that. And it just got infuriating. Oh yes, Eileen. You're asking about how I do these sorts of things. Well, I'm pulling out just the one that's not even one. So I'm pulling out this thing, which I do believe I used at one point in time to basically kind of brainstorm and get some ideas down. Like, you know, it's got four boxes and one in the middle. So you might put something like supplier flow. And then you might put down like step one, how low do things need to be in the lab before you need to reorder? And then you need to come up with a decision of that. And then, you know, who's in charge of reordering? How much time do they have to reorder it? You know, waiting on the supplier, this and that. So that way you make sure that everything runs smoothly. And I just took this lamination sheets. I got their pack of 50 at Staples or the office supply store, and then just put it down on top of it after I pulled the thing off, put one on top of the back, cut off the edges, and then I just use a wet erase marker so that way I could reuse it whenever I needed to. And that was actually how I started with learning what planning worked for me. and it works out pretty well in the beginning, but it's kind of messy because then you have things all over the place and it's really difficult to deal with. And that was one of the major reasons why I went to the book. Another game changer in this whole thing was assigning a date to projects. Because while most people have projects that need to be done and a due date, some people use, I'm going to mispronounce it, Gantt charts. You know, things that basically say this person starts here, they should be done by that time. This person's going to pick up here and then this should be done by that time. And they keep it in the flow like that. Some people use those and it's really nice, but at the same time, if it's just you and just a project planner, things of that nature, you could say, I want to have this step done on this day, and that can help break it out, which has helped in our house very, very, very well as in Insanitech, because we've started breaking down when we want to have the chapters done by, and that way we can move ahead of what needs to be done. Oh yeah, of course, Jacob, it's going to be up on the website. The post should be done not long after, because I actually have finalize and post here on the thing. So the way it works with Zoom is you end the meeting, and then it just basically downloads. I don't even remember what kind of format, but it's not one that you can easily access. The video will be, but not the audio only. So I have to change the audio from whatever format it comes in to MP3 files, which is accepted on most platforms around the world. And from there, I can upload the MP3s and the video as well as this PDF to the blog post and get it done. It usually takes around 15, 20 minutes, depending on how stupid the internet's being any day. So we got a few minutes left. What did you think was the strangest? Because this smart planning thing really doesn't seem like it's all that uncommon or really all that difficult. I know that most people use the crisis memory things, which is jotting things down as they come up. I don't know if you could see my husband's desk back there, but it is more of the visual leave it out method, because he doesn't really like to organize anything and he's got this archaeological thing. Or you can see it over here on the printer. That's that pile that I'm pointing to right there on the edge right there. That is actually the stuff to deal with the car collision. And of course, you know, because our bathroom's being remodeled, we used to keep a calendar in there. So that way, yeah, that one right there, that's actually the calendar from the bathroom, because we used to keep it in there. So that way, when, you know, you look up first thing in the morning, you're like, oh, it's Monday, this date. And that used to help us. But I know that the most common things is to write the bullet points with no separation. And that's the way that I used to do things. But smart planning really does have to do with putting it all in the calendar, assigning a date, and then trying to get things done. Oh, how do I handle emails, Jacob? Honestly, that's part of a morning routine for me when I first get to work. Or I should say when I first start work, which is around 8 in the morning here at the house, I will quickly check what needs to be done during the day because I've already got it in my planner here. And then the first thing I do is open up my email and make sure there's nobody I have to get back to. And it works pretty well that way, because for the most part, I get a chance to then go, okay, I'll need to call this person later or that person later. And then oftentimes I block out a lot of time for things that don't necessarily need a lot of time. And then I end up writing in those emails, the marketing emails that you guys get. I call them marketing emails, but they're really connection emails because I never market, do I? It doesn't take me a full hour, but that's how much time I give me give myself, and then I'll do the next task. And then I'll have this block of time available near the middle to the end of the day. And then I can respond to emails or call people and things of that nature every day as I need to. So does that answer all the questions? Well, that's good, because I need to get going to my next appointment. I need to leave in approximately 3 minutes to be able to teach a student. We're doing soil separations today. Excellent. Well then, adieu, and I will see you in the next webinar, if not the emails. Remember, send an email out to me, gconyas@insanitech.net, with any questions you might have, or any requests that you might have to see something further in detail. Oh, I'll get well. Thank you soon. I'll get well. It feels like it's caught right there. Have a great day.